Vocabulary with Comments lists 25 adverbs. Amen means truly. Now that's pretty easy, right? Amen sounds just like our English word amen, which is actually a transliteration of a Hebrew word, amen. So amen is just the Greek transliteration of the Hebrew word. Euthus means immediately. And if you read Mark's gospel, you'll find this is one of his favorite words as he makes transitions from one story of Jesus or teaching of Jesus to another. He likes this word, euthus. And immediately this happened, and immediately that happened. Euthus, euthus, immediately. Me, mu eda, means not. It's used with the non-indicative mood. Now, we haven't looked at moods yet, so don't be scared by that. But this is one clue when we get to moods that the verb is not indicative, is that if it's negated by may. May means not. So if I might teach or I might not teach, well, not, that word there would be may. May de, well, you can see we're just adding de, that conjunction de, onto may, and it means but not. Well, de means and or but, right? So may de means but not, nor, not even, may de. Noon means now. Nice and simple. Noon, now. Okay. Ugh, or uchi. These are all forms of not, and whether or not it has the chi on the end or the chi yoda is really irrelevant, and it has more to do with the sound of the word. So whether you see u, uch, or uchi, it just means not. Now, this is used with the indicative mood. So teach would be didasko, I teach. U didasko means I do not teach. U didasko, I do not teach. So, u, uch, or uchi just means not. Houtos means thus. Houtos means thus. I am teaching you. Houtos, thus, you will become very smart. Okay? And then pollen means again. I like the word pollengenesis. Genesis again. It's sometimes used to describe God's new creation, the pollengenesis. Genesis again. Pollen means again.